Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Mel Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. We are now just 4 days away from Santa's launch, and many things are happening at the North Pole. But the biggest news today came from the reindeer barn, where our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, joins us now. Crash, Santa has not only named the reindeer he wants serving on the backup team, but he's changed the backup strategy altogether. Which is the bigger deal here, Crash?
It's really hard to say, but all this news is exciting for a lot of reasons, Frank. I think the first thing to think about is that Santa is de-emphasizing the backups as a team. He's named 15 individual reindeer, which is an odd number, and that's never going to be what Santa would use to pull his sleigh. Instead of using all these reindeer at one time to replace his starting 9 reindeer for relief or emergencies, Santa appears to be saying he'll replace a reindeer or two at a time instead of the whole team.
Does that matter, Crash?
No, of course not. This is Santa's show, Frank. He can do whatever he wants. There might be a little bit of psychology going on with this too, Frank. Every year the backup team gets notified and it's a big deal. It's a big honor for them. And they get to some place in the middle of Santa's route and then they sit there and they wait. It's been a decade now since the backup reindeer have done anything on Christmas Eve. Think about how lonely that duty is, Frank. Tens of thousands of reindeer are used by the North Pole to support Santa, except for this one special group who are expected to be ready and then never get the call. It's been something of a disappointment for those reindeer, and some, even names we see on the list this year, well, they've been on the backup team for years. There's kind of a loser-like quality to being a backup, and these are some of the best reindeer in the world we're talking about here.
Well, that was one of my next questions. Some names on this list we know, others are new to us. Are there surprises here for you?
Oh, yes, certainly. Trixie is a big surprise. She's done well in her 4-year-old life and has now served with distinction on the test flight squad for a couple of seasons. She's very young to have been named to this team, and her inclusion here thrills a lot of people. So too is the name of the Mighty Mick, who won the reindeer games in an upset a year ago. All of these are exceptional reindeer, Frank.
Crash, do we know yet where these reindeer will be stationed on Christmas Eve?
Nope, not yet. But I'm guessing Norway or Finland or somewhere else in Sector 3. That's middle ground in terms of Santa's flight, and it just makes sense to put them there, Frank.
Okay, Crash, good information. A best of luck to the backup squad this Christmas. From the North Pole, where reindeer are honored citizens, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.